Calling all benders and non-benders alike, dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flameo hot takes that'll really light a spark. Follow and listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Handled that lineup the way you did. Has it kind of registered what you did out there tonight?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I knew about the lineup going into it, that I was going to have my hands full and he's going to have some good stuff to get. I mean, top to bottom, they're stacked with hitters, so I definitely know I had to bring some good stuff tonight.
As far as the efficiency you showed tonight, what was the key to that?
Just filling up the strike zone best I could, trying to keep them off balance. And once I felt like I could throw anything for a strike, I was just any count, trying to keep them honest and mix in fastballs, sweepers, curveballs, changes, whatever it might have called for.
I'm sure you came here with a lot of confidence about what you could do, but this is a big jump. How much has this success maybe even surprised yourself?
I mean, I've always been a believer in my stuff. I'm a confident guy. Obviously, the hitters here are the best in the world, and I know that. But I also know, like, I have good stuff, and if I go out there and execute, I can get a lot of guys out as well.
No, you're the first Mets rookie to win his first three starts. This team's had some pretty good pitchers over the years. What do you think when you hear that stat?
I mean, it's just it's an honor, honestly, and an testament to our hitters as well. Just giving me a lot of comfort when I go out there with the 5-run, 6-run leads every time. It's been nice.
You had a conversation with Jeremy Hefner in the eighth after you gave up those two singles. What did he say, and what adjustments were you able to make after that?
Yeah, I mean, I made some good pitches. They were able to put the bat to it anyways. I wasn't necessarily like a lack of execution, just sometimes good offense beats good pitching. But yeah, he was just kind of giving me a breather and then gave me a chance to talk with Singer about what I wanted to throw.
Carlos kind of talked about how he's been most impressed by the amount of pitchability you've shown on the mound. Considering you weren't throwing regularly, you know, as a starter when you were drafted, how do you feel like that pitchability has made a jump? Do you feel like it has made a jump, and if so, how?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it kind of had to. I got hit pretty good in Double A at the end of the year last year, and I didn't really enjoy that too much, so I knew I had to get better at throwing everything for strikes and develop maybe one more or two more pitches to get guys out multiple times through the order.
What has it been like, you know, not just coming up here and making your major league debut, but pitching in, you know, what are some pretty big games in terms of this team's ability to make the playoffs and go where you want to go?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what I want. I want to be able to get the ball and give my team a chance to win every time I go out there.
So what do you attribute the fact that you've been able to cut down the walks compared to AAA?
I think just, I don't know, honestly. I mean, sometimes it's just luck and how you're feeling. And it's also a big testament to just the guys behind me making some really cool plays with Jeff and double play Pete turned early in the game. And then Mark made some really good plays on some good runners. So it definitely helps confidence-wise, just filling up the zone, knowing that these guys can make really good plays behind you.
You're going to have Jonah Tong here in a couple days. What do you think about pitching the same rotation with him?
Yeah, that kid's special. I remember when I first got drafted, I stood in as a hitter on one of his bullpens just to watch, and it was, I mean, I haven't seen a fastball like that before, and I know he's developed three more pitches since then, and they're all plus, so it's going to be fun to watch him Friday. I can't wait to see him.
What stood out about the fastball that you hadn't seen in a fastball like that
before? I mean, it just gets on you, and it was only in a bullpen too, so I can't imagine being a hitter and having to face him with the unique delivery he has, as well as mid-upper 90s.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike, dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flameo hot takes that'll really light a spark. Follow and listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.